4 months after nearly destroying Red London, Delilah Bard has reinvented herself as a pirate aboard the Night Spire. When we first meet her, she's adrift in a sinking skiff, part of an elaborate scheme to capture a rival ship. "I'm Delilah Bard," she reminds herself, a mantra carrying the weight of her identity. Thief, pirate, traveler who has touched magic and survived three different Londons. Her plan succeeds brilliantly. After being rescued by Captain Koznov, she murders him and signals her true ship to attack. This perfectly encapsulates Leela, resourceful, ruthless, and perpetually underestimated. What truly distinguishes her is her mysterious affinity for magic. Though people from Grey London shouldn't perform magic at all, Leela practices nightly with Kell's element box. Using Blake's Tiger Tiger as her incantation, she not only conjures fire, but discovers she can coat her twin blades with magical flames, something unprecedented. For all her talk of independence, Leela has found herself happier aboard the Night Spire than ever before, which frightens her more than any danger. Isn't that just like life? Sometimes the scariest thing isn't what might kill us, but what might actually make us happy. While Leela embraces freedom, Kell finds himself trapped. Once respected, he's now viewed with suspicion after the Black Knight disaster nearly destroyed the city. To save Rye's life, Kell bound their lives together through forbidden magic. Any injury to one affects both. "You can't kill me. You made sure of it," Rye reminds him after acting recklessly. This bond has made Kell a prisoner. King Maxim keeps him under constant guard, no longer trusting the young man he once considered a son. In isolation, Kell's thoughts drift to Delilah Bard. Beneath his charming exterior, Prince Rye struggles. Living on borrowed life force, he battles guilt and weakness, relying on a tonic. One for calm, two for quiet, three for sleep, to silence critical voices. When Rye suggests Kell compete in the Essentosh tournament under an alias, Kell agrees, despite the risks, a chance to use his magic freely and feel alive again. Holland, the White London Antari, presumed dead, has returned, transformed. No longer the tortured servant of the Dane twins, he now rules White London with heterochromatic eyes and darkened hair. Under Holland's rule, White London revives, the sky regains color, the river thaws, and life returns. This renewal comes at a terrible cost. Holland has made a deal with Oseron, a shadow king from Black London who shares his body. "We make a fine king," Oseron says through Holland's reflection. Their arrangement is unstable, with Oseron's power manifesting chaotically through frost, fire, and transformations at Holland's touch. After being left for dead, Holland awoke in Black London, where Oseron offered power in exchange for restoring White London. As Oseron's ambition grows, Holland proposes trading Kell's body to save his world. What price would you pay for salvation? Holland's seemingly noble sacrifice has unleashed something far more dangerous than the Dane twins. Sometimes the shadows we invite in become the darkness that consumes us. Red London prepares for the Essentosh, the Element Games, where master magicians from three kingdoms compete using elemental magic in floating arenas above the Isle River. Prince Rye has transformed the city with spectacular stadiums, one with sculpted ice dragons, another with fabric feathers and canvas birds, and a third surrounded by stone lions. The tournament serves as both entertainment and diplomacy, maintaining peace while demonstrating Arnesian power amid growing discontent. The Night Spire returns with Captain Alucard Emery planning to compete. Lila discovers her captain is actually Lord Emery, a nobleman with a romantic history with Prince Rye. Determined to participate, Lila ambushes competitor Stassian Elsor, steals his invitation, and disguises herself with a demonic mask to take his place. As the games begin, three paths converge: Kell competing secretly as Kamarov Loste, Lila as Stassian Elsor, and Alucard returning to face both family and Prince Rai, setting the stage for a collision of magic and buried secrets. The Essentage begins with Prince Rai addressing the crowd in three Imperial languages. Competitors wear white armor plates that crack when struck by magic. First to break 10 plates wins. Kel defeats a Faroan wind mage with superior water magic. Leela faces a towering Vesken warrior, and after quickly losing 5 plates, fights back by commanding fire, "Protect me." A wall of flame transforms into a concentrated blast that shatters all her opponent's plates. As the tournament progresses, Alucard defeats an old friend, Kel narrowly beats a champion, and Leela continues winning despite her limited experience. The climax arrives when Kel and Leela unknowingly face each other. Their fierce duel showcases both talents, with Leela demonstrating remarkable control, even claiming Kel's water element. Though capable of continuing, Kel allows himself to be defeated as planned, only afterward discovering his opponent was Leela. Their revelation leads to a heated argument at the royal ball before they share a passionate kiss on the balcony, though Leela refuses to withdraw. During Red London's tournament celebrations, Holland's servant Oishka infiltrates the palace, watching for an opportunity to approach Kel. After Alucard becomes champion, King Maxim imprisons Kel with magic dampening cuffs for disobeying orders. Upon release, Kel encounters Oishka in the courtyard, a disturbing figure with mismatched eyes and inky lines down her cheek. She claims to bring a message from White London's new king. When Kel takes her hand, Oishka activates blood magic and transports them to White London, where Kel finds Holland transformed. Holland places a magical collar around Kel's neck, causing pain that transfers to Rai through their bond. Holland reveals he traded his body for power in Black London. The entity inside him, Oseron, tries to persuade Kel to let it in, but Kel refuses. Before Kel loses consciousness, Oseron shows him a Red London coin, his next target. In Red London, Rai collapses in agony. Seeing this, Leela cuts her arm and uses Astra Dane's stone shard to attempt passage to White London. Throughout this journey, one theme emerges consistently. Magic demands balance. Magic requires balance between chaos and calm. A magician with a fractured self cannot properly contain power, which spills unfocused from every crack. Kel's bond with Rai constrains him as pain transfers between them. His tournament participation represents an attempt to feel magic flow freely again. Meanwhile, Leela embraces magic recklessly despite physical consequences, nosebleeds, exhaustion, weakness. Without proper training, her extraordinary talent threatens to consume her. Holland's story most dramatically illustrates magic's price. His deal with Oseron saved White London but surrendered his autonomy, with Oseron constantly demanding more, more, more. As worlds collide, characters face their choices' consequences at the precipice of catastrophic imbalance, shadows threatening all Londons. The true test of power isn't what it accomplishes when things are easy, but what it enables us to survive when everything falls apart.